yesterday, and you obviously were not here for this, as you had one more day off yesterday. I couldn't help but feel the panic, dude, hearing. And I guess he's throwing today, so it's much ado about nothing. I could not help but feel the panic that after a bad last throw at practice where Deshaun apparently just snuffed it. There's the videos out there if you want to see it, that Deshaun shut it down throwing before any of the other three quarterbacks. I think it unveiled the fact that I'm going to be clenched most of the time until we see Deshaun on the field during the regular season. I think this is going to be a very hilly couple weeks here.
Yeah, listen, I think it's going to be an ongoing thing as well, where everyone is critical of what Deshaun looks like every single pass because we don't know. You know, I think that's totally fair by you to say that we're going to criticize or praise really anything that he does either way.
Well, we had the scoreboard watching conversation about the Guardians about a month ago that turned into a Donnybrook. I don't think there's anything wrong with scoreboard watching training camp with Deshaun's throws. Like, it is the team's retort will be, well, that's maybe out of context, or maybe you only saw 20% of his throws, and those are totally fair. But this is the highest level of DEFCON. And I just think, like, I think it's okay if you felt a little panic yesterday. Like, I think it's only normal that despite the novelty of trading for Deshaun, that we're kind of living and dying with every throw. But it's not even just every throw, dude. It's every comment that he has that maybe he references pressure or something else. Like, I think this is totally normal after 2 years of just nowhere near the results that you want, nowhere near the health that you want, that everyone is just very uptight about anything going on with Deshaun, including, by the way, Deshaun himself.
Yeah, I mean, the guy, every time he talks, we're going to look at that. And, you know, like, does it seem to you, and I did read the article by Jason yesterday, maybe he was on the station yesterday as well.
No.
Not sure. Okay.
No.
Neither here nor there, but I did read the article, and I do think, like, you know, Deshaun's a little defiant right now with his attitude towards not just playing, but I think the things off the field. I think he's annoyed with what people say about him. And it does worry me a little bit because I don't want that to affect how he plays, and I think that it could.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been a lack of consistent honesty from Deshaun with how he's feeling and how he's dealing with everything that he's been through. And let's make no bones about it. It was self-made, the situation.
Yeah, 1,000%. Well, he put himself in this situation.
In fairness, he's the guy that demanded the trade out of Houston. He is the guy that led to whatever his actions were that led to him being sued over 20 times with
and
over
also,
20 you know,
also
settlements.
Also got him suspended from the league.
Got him suspended. And that doesn't mean that we know everything that happened. And also, I do think you can have an element of empathy for what he has been through. You can. And I think sometimes we withhold empathy for people we deem unworthy. I think most everybody on this planet deserves some modicum of empathy.
Yeah, I don't think it's wrong to have empathy for people when they sometimes, not sometimes, I mean, when they make mistakes.
Yes.
Or make a poor decision.
Yes. I mean, I think we all know, even when it's, especially when it's self-inflicted, the people they tend to hurt tend to put themselves through the wringer. And that is a difficult process to learn from. At the same point, like, I don't know what Deshaun, how he expected this to go differently. And I think he's mentioned a lot of times, you know, like, well, you know, I know who I am. Cool. Nobody here has that foundation. They didn't draft you. We didn't see you go to the playoffs multiple times in Houston, like they did in Houston, rather. We didn't see you pass for 5,000 yards. We know you from the moment they traded. And the moment they decided to move on from Baker Mayfield. And this is all part of the price of being a $230 million man, guaranteed contract. And I will say something that it's not young people, it's not NFL quarterbacks. We tend to only want the good things that come with vast wealth and vast success And then when there are things that we don't like about it, there's two ways to handle it. You can either get real, and I don't think Deshaun is nearly enough. I actually think in the comment, even though it came out of nowhere and it had nothing to do with the question he was asked, there is something real in that. About, man, I got to block out the BS. There's still a lot of noise. Okay. All right, that's this goes back to last year where Deshaun finally opened up about how it's been a journey for him. And he didn't really take accountability, but he at least said, like, you know, I've really had to work on myself. And okay, that's the stuff that gets people to humanize you. When you come out and say, I couldn't give two bleeps about it, nobody believes you. And nobody feels sympathetic for you. Nor should they.
Yeah, I mean, he apologized the one time after everything came down, after the suspension came down, and then backtracked it a week later, yeah. And then has backtracked it ever since. So, yeah, I get it why people are a little turned off by the guy.
Yeah, and again, this all goes away when Deshaun plays good football.
And sure, but the problem is he can't play a game until they play a game.
Yes.
And so the timing of this is not great for him because he's now going to be extremely scrutinized, criticized, praised at times as well from now until the start of the regular season.
Well, and this was always going to happen. Like, I always thought it was going to, once we found out he was going to miss 11 games, I just assumed. I just assumed that it was going to be a long-ass year, longer than a year even, because there was really nothing that he could do. If he struggled at all in those six games and you missed the playoffs, that was going to be the entirety of the talking point. Well, here's the thing. The national media stopped talking about Deshaun, and they've stopped talking about him because he has stayed out of trouble, and you got to give him credit for that. There are no new findings, anything like that. Here's the other thing. His play is not worthy of talking about. So when he says, you know, block out the BS, he's talking about Browns media, which is fine. We're adults here. We understand we're not going to be best friends, and that's fine. Not everyone's going to sit behind here and be, you know, Johnny fanboy for Deshaun Watson. And I don't know why Deshaun expected people to, but I understand being. But here's the thing. He's also talking about Browns fans. And I'm just, I just, my word of caution to Deshaun is don't bark up that tree, because you can't beat Browns fans.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you can tame any Browns fans out there, and by the way, you can't tame them all. There are going to be people who walked away from this franchise because of your actions and what you were suspended for, what you were accused of, and what you were sued for. You have to be okay with that.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The toughest thing, dude, you and I work in a job where 20% of people right now wish I'd shut the hell up. And then when you start talking, 20% of people wish you'd shut the hell up.
Yep.
And
probably more.
And as human beings, there are some days where, yeah, it is only human that hurts that somebody out there is being an absolute jackwagon to you. It's also the price of doing business. And if you didn't like this, get into DeLorean, go back in history, and change your behavior before it becomes the issue it became. Well, we can't do that. So now you have to live in the bed that you've made. And we have McPatrick on Twitter saying number four is fragile. Yeah, that is my concern. Because I'll be honest with you, dude. I don't think the Deshaun fever, the criticism, I think it's an all-time low. Because the national media every week isn't talking about Cleveland. I think people in this town have gone out of their way. And I'm talking about people on our show. Me. I think everybody on this station has gone out of their way to give a benefit of the doubt. If this is too hot for you, dude, I don't know. 2 years ago, I totally got it. 2 years ago, I understood that the water was too hot. Those were your actions that led to everything. You were a part of that. You got to own that. But I totally got if 2 years ago, he would have been defensive. He would have been, you know, chirping back at people. Totally get it. Even last year. Coming off a bad six-game stretch, I would have totally... Who said a damn bad thing about Deshaun Watson? Are you in Quincy Avery? Do you have a running tab of people that have said things about him? Because I'll be honest with you, in comparison to 2 years ago, it is null and void. It is minuscule, the criticism Deshaun gets. No one's talking about you. That should concern you. The fact that 5 years ago, people were talking about you in the same likes of Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers in the greats, and now people aren't talking about you. People talk about, think about the bad quarterbacks we talk about.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, think about the bleep poor quarterbacks that we debate and we go over. Can you believe Tua got paid that? Is he even worth $52 million a year? Oh, my God. We don't talk about Deshaun. That, you're on the verge of being forgotten. And I think, like, whether it's physically or mentally, we finally reached a point where my concern is, are you durable enough, either emotionally or physically, to sustain, to just hang in there and deal with the natural ebbs and flows and have some perspective that if you play football, this all goes away. You play good football, this all, you play great football, allegations, smallegations. That's just how America works. That's how the world works. So, yeah, I'm watching every throw in camp that is out there on social media. I'll be watching every throw in the preseason. I'm clenched, and that's the way it's going to be until this dude shows that he isn't fragile. Because from all angles right now, that's what he appears to be, whether that's the truth or not.
I think you're right about that, and it is a little bit concerning because I want a quarterback that is not thin-skinned and has awareness, you know? And maybe that's a team around him. Maybe he needs to kind of take a look in the mirror and say, do I have the right people giving me the best advice? Because I don't know. I don't know that he's gotten the best advice with how he's handled the whole situation. But look, man, you're right. At the end of the day, he needs to play good football. And if he doesn't, all of these other things that we've talked about and talked about this segment, Jason wrote about it, we've talked about it for 2 years, all those things are exacerbated because of the poor performance. If he plays well, then it all sort of dies down quite a bit. But that's always going to be there.
I have no idea how you get through the last 2 years and you don't have a thicker skin.
Yeah, and also, like, I don't know, man. I've made a lot of poor decisions in my life. And the only way I've ever gotten through them is to take ownership and do better.
You can't expect other people to do better?
No, unless you do. It starts with you. I've always said to myself, "Is like I've got to be better. I've got to do better."
Nope, you cannot control other people's actions. You can only control your own. 216-474-0092. Are you watching training camp more? Are you scoreboard watching for training camp because of Deshaun's health and the pressure involved? That pressure is a loaded word and completely misused. The stakes this season for the Browns with Deshaun Watson.